Well, I just invented a new word. It's called plagiarism.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today, I'd like to start with a poem I just wrote. Laughter is great medicine. It's gluten-free. It contains LOL, but no MSG. What do you think? Well, as far as we know, no one has died of laughter, though an Australian laughed so hard he choked on his sushi and knocked himself unconscious. True story. So please swallow your sushi before laughing at our three jokes of the month. Here's number one. A wife goes to a psychiatrist. My husband is acting weird, she says. He drinks his morning coffee, then goes and eats the mug. He only leaves the handle. Psychiatrist says, yes, that is weird. The handle is the best part. Okay, the jokes get better, I promise. A woman in labor suddenly shouts, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, didn't, can't. Don't worry, yells her doctor. Those are just contractions. Okay, time for one more. This from my own life. I discovered that my wife cleans the house faster when she's mad at me. When she's really angry, she cleans the toilet. I asked her, how does that help? She said, I use your toothbrush. Well, thankfully, that is not true, honest. Anger. It's not always bad, of course. Righteous anger inspires us to make changes, to fight injustice, to stop schoolyard bullies. But anger of the other kind seems to be on the rise. Talk shows turn to shouting matches. News magazines turn to name-calling. And when anger seeps into our lives, it is toxic. It hijacks relationships. It robs joy. Jesus compared anger to murder. The Apostle James wrote, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. I was 16 when I realized I had a huge anger problem. I decided to put duct tape over my mouth the moment anger hit. I had a mustache, so I only did it once. Anyone dealing with anger should read Proverbs. A man's discretion makes him slow to anger. A soft answer turns away wrath. A fool always loses his temper, but a wise man holds it back. Ephesians 4 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger be put away from you, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. In 1960, children's TV host Mr. Rogers went before a subcommittee on communication, hoping to keep his show on the air. We don't have to bop somebody over the head to make drama on the screen, he said, before reciting a song he'd written for kids struggling with anger. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems right? What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to. Can stop when I wish. I can stop, stop, stop any time. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Well, as you might suspect, he won the subcommittee over that day, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired for an amazing 33 years. He was an ordained minister, maybe you didn't know that. He was a follower of Jesus who taught children about kindness and loving their neighbors. His gentle spirit reflected the one he called Lord, the one who had every right to be furious at those who oppressed him, but said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. May God give each one of us the wisdom to model that kind of love and grace today.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.